A golden crown appears above the words Hallmark Media. Internet postings appear on HubGram from Genuine Decor. Are you ready for Christmas? It shows 420 followers with posts featuring photos of Christmas wreaths and festively wrapped presents. The title appears, hashtag Christmas. Now a white man photographs a Yule log dessert with his laptop as a white woman with long blonde hair styles it with cranberries.
You think we got it?
Oh, yeah.
The man has a short cropped brown beard.
Yeah, we got it.
Awesome.
We got it.
Means I can do this.
She takes a bite of the log.
Jack, this pig is a miracle. The rules, you take a photo, I take a photo.
Oh, except the difference is my photo will be good.
No, I'll have my mouth hanging open or one eye shut.
But Jen, you look great.
She hates seeing pictures of herself.
It's the visual equivalent of the sound of my own voice.
Jen shows the man a photo of himself smiling.
Okay, thanks for that. That's good for my ego.
I got to get to the store, Jack. Thank you so much for loaning us your space and your Yule log. It is glorious. I could post a photo, maybe to drive a little business.
Well, it's my pleasure. And the least I can do after you decorated the bakery. It looks amazing.
Jack holds out a bakery box.
Oh. And for your sister.
Oh, she's gonna be overjoyed.
And that cake will be long gone by the time Jen gets to Allie.
Unsupervised, not my fault.
I don't blame you.
Okay, bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The man steps out onto a snow-lined sidewalk with Jen.
You wanna do something tonight? I was thinking pizza and holiday movie marathon.
Oh, at lunch, as I would love to see the riveting tale of how a postman becomes Santa Claus.
We could watch something else.
Can you say that, but it never happens? Now, I'm gonna be in Portland tonight anyway.
Oh, okay.
I'm shooting a spread for buzzy food.
Ooh.
I know. You love buzzy food.
Judge me all you want. I just did this quiz to tell me which holiday cookie I am.
Oh, no, hold on. All right. Okay. Don't tell me. Peanut butter cookie.
Oh.
Liked by many, but it's a tad nutty.
It's terrifying that you know that. How did you know that?
I know you.
You want to know which one you are?
Yeah, come on.
You're a sugar cookie.
The old reliable standby, really?
No, you're sweet, you smell good, and everybody loves you. But when I'm right, right?
Well, you might be if I took quizzes to tell me what kind of food I was, but I don't. It's really more of a peanut butter cookie personality trait, so.
You're above that, huh?
A little bit. Sugar cookies are.
Have a great trip.
They hug. Now a storefront sign reads Genuine Decor. Jen enters the store. At the counter, a white woman with long brown hair covers her face. Jen holds onto the noisy wreath on the door.
Sorry, Reed. Just fell asleep.
Jen lets go of a piece of wreath. The woman behind the counter peeks under a blanket at a sleeping baby. Jen hangs up her coat as the woman approaches.
Brad and I were up all night with him. And I mean, all night.
This'll help.
Jen hands her the bakery box.
Ooh, sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, did you see the photos Max took at the bakery?
Yeah, they looked amazing. I was thinking for a hashtag, how about hashtag you will be sorry?
Aggressively cheesy, but you always get right. I'll do the decor stuff. Pithy hashtags, all you.
And by pithy hashtags, you mean marketing and financials and legal and
can we not, like, get in the weeds
inventory.
On our roles?
Okay, then.
Love you.
I'll post it.
Thanks.
The woman checks her phone.
Oh, my gosh, Jen.
What?
Have you seen what Huga at Home posted today?
Nope, why?
Come here, right now.
Hey.
Jen looks at the post with a blonde man and woman.
Happy holidays, Hugas. Zoe.
And Charlie here.
We're doing something a little different this holiday season.
We know the Huga at Home community has so many talented designers and decorators, and we want to see what you've got.
So we're hosting a campaign. For this first round, all you have to do is upload a video telling us about you and how you make your family holiday look perfect. Then tag it with both at Huga at Home and the hashtag for your holiday.
We'll narrow it down to 20 finalists, then 10, then 3.
With one lucky winner receiving a brand crossover with us, a year of monthly spreads in our magazine, being featured in our social platforms, and working as a resident designer for Huga at Home.
So post those videos and let's see your perfect Huga holidays.
They kiss and smile.
Jen, you have to do it.
I'm not doing that. I belong behind the camera. Their whole campaign is like the perfect holiday and my entire brand is not perfect and still beautiful.
And that is exactly why they will love you, because you have a fresh perspective.
Okay, we could submit a video of the store. Or my decor.
They want a face. They want a story.
We've got a face and a story. You do it.
Yeah, I got a face that tells the story of not having slept in 6 months because I have a baby.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not the influencer here. Jen, look, you've been obsessed with Hugo forever. And imagine if you want, it would launch your career. It would be amazing for the store. And the bigger we get, the bigger our costs. We kind of need something to keep ahead.
All right, well, we've got the big Christmas sale, and then there's the stand at the market, and there's 2 weeks till Christmas, so people still have time to shop, and our numbers are going to skyrocket, promise.
They stand alone, surrounded by Christmas decor.
We need customers.
Now a car drives past a corner walk-up with a brightly lit Christmas tree out front. In a cozy apartment decorated with Christmas lights, Jen sits on the couch. She checks a post on her phone from Zoe and Charlie. Jen stands up. She aims a remote at the sound system. She looks towards a staircase going down. An arm pops up with a gift bag.
Is that my fairy godmother? Time to make all my wishes come true?
Max, the photographer.
Maybe. Found a peanut butter cookie at a bakery in Portland, and yeah, I can know myself.
You're lovely. Thank you.
Pleasure.
How was the shoot?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was a twist on Christmas dinner setup.
What was the twist?
Everything was made with microwavable finger food.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a lot of pizza rolls.
I'm on board. Not proud of it, but
being was okay.
You want to stay? Watch a movie?
Max looks to a flat screen TV.
Hour five of you watching a fireplace.
Okay, never mind. I was going to decorate the baby tree for Reed's room. Give it to Allie and Brad.
Ooh, baby tree means baby candy canes. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Awesome.
Hey, are you still okay to come to the store on sale day and take pictures?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
They decorate the baby tree.
That's you right there.
She looks in the bag.
Oh, there's a sugar cookie in here, too.
Yeah, that one's for you, too.
Jen looks at him and smiles.
Thank you.
This...
A snowman ornament.
...is truly the epitome of the Christmas
spirit. Terrifying.
Now at Genuine Decor, Allie stands behind the counter. She puts down two rolls of wrapping paper. Jen enters the store with two takeout coffees. She holds the door so it doesn't slam.
You don't have to do that. Rita's with Brad today.
Oh.
Jen hands her a coffee.
Did you get any sleep?
Oh, thank you. What does it look like?
I mean...
But, being up all night gave me a lot of time to think about that Hugo campaign.
Oh, wow.
Deadline to submit a video is tonight.
Then we should submit the video, just not of my face.
Okay. Okay, new topic. What do you want to do for Christmas?
Anything we want, because Mom's gonna be in the Bahamas.
Because you wouldn't commit to plans with her.
I didn't know my schedule.
Jen, every year you avoid Christmas with Mom. Sometimes you don't know your schedule, sometimes you go away, sometimes you're suddenly sick.
I know, but here, I'm here. Ready for the festivities, so what do you want to do?
Honestly, sweats and Chinese food on Christmas Eve sounds amazing.
Oh, that sounds magical. But it's Reed's first Christmas. You gonna have, like, photo regret? What about the photo ops?
No, you and Max can do photo ops.
Not a bad idea.
She checks her watch.
Oh, we are open. Are you ready for the biggest sale day of the year?
I hope so.
Allie picks up a sandwich board sign as Jen gets her coat. Together, they walk towards the front door. Jen flips a sign around that reads, open. Allie steps outside with a sandwich board. Later, Allie places tissue into a gift bag. She hands it to a female customer.
Thank you very much. Have a great Christmas. And don't forget to tag us.
Jen wraps a present.
Mom, happy holidays. It is so good to see you. Thank you for being here.
A black woman with an afro smiles. Jen sees Max.
Thank goodness you're here.
It's busy.
Yeah.
Do you still want photos or do you need help on the floor?
Really used to help.
I got it.
You're the best.
Later, a gabled home with a front porch decorated with lights.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Baby Reed with Brad.
Say dada. Say dada.
Reed, say mama. Say mama.
Say Auntie Jen. Auntie Jen, do it.
Okay, I'm finished.
Max sits beside Jen.
Verdict?
It was a good day of sales. It's just not enough to keep us out of the red.
Don't worry. First year.
Second.
Rounding down.
Thank you. What are we doing wrong?
You guys have a good thing going. Jen, you're an amazing decorator. But it's like Allie's been saying, you know, brick and mortar, it's just not enough anymore. We need more eyeballs on you, a bigger digital presence.
Well, the store has a page, it just doesn't have a lot of followers yet.
You know, the Who Got Home campaign would take care of that.
Exactly. Okay, I see it all the time with clients I consult. Exposure from a major brand takes your online presence to the next level.
See? All you have to do is make a video. People are gonna love you.
Except that they won't.
Jen gets up and walks away. Max looks over at Allie as Brad turns to the baby.
Okay, let's get you cleaned up.
Yeah. Jen stands in a modern kitchen.
Whoa.
She takes the lid off a candy jar. She pops one in her mouth as Allie appears beside her.
What's the deal? Why are you so upset?
I'm not upset. You keep saying they'll like me and they won't like me. This contest is not for people like me.
Except that it's for decorators and designers, and isn't that you?
Yeah, but there's this whole package thing. You gotta have all the pieces there. First, you have to be runway model. Then husband, preferably, with man bun. Children, you can introduce to royalty without being horribly embarrassed. And you need to have 100,000 followers that Who Got Home can turn into subscribers.
Okay, or maybe they want you, and you just have to believe in yourself.
They don't want Jen. Have you met me? They want Jen T, successful businesswoman. They want aspirational, inspirational, unobtainable.
Allie studies her.
Wait a minute. So if you don't want to do it as Jen, do it as Jen T. No, we can still make it our brand. We can show that even Jen T doesn't have it all figured out.
Mm.
What have you got to lose? Get a few followers, make a few sales. Do it as a joke.
She pops a candy in her mouth.
Yeah, but where am I gonna get a husband and a baby?
Max appears with Reed.
Baby, it's so cute.
He looks up and sees that Jen is staring at him. Jen looks at Allie, who gives her the perfect sign. Later, Jen and Max pose with the baby.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Allie aims her phone.
Right. Max, just pretend you're really good looking and remember to hit those angles.
How do you know you're doing that?
Your chest hurts and you feel like an idiot.
Yep.
Oh, I'm definitely hitting my angles.
All right. And go.
Hi, I'm Jen T, owner of Genuine Decor in Astoria, Oregon. I'm a wife, a mother, a decorator, but I am not afraid to admit that I'm a complete mess. Now, I'm very lucky. I married the man of my dreams, and our child could double for the Gerber baby, but it doesn't mean that there aren't sleepless nights, bickering over dishes, and 2 a.m. doom spiraling.
There's plenty of doom spiraling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not here to pretend that our life or our holidays are flawless, because everybody knows that they're not.
Life is not a highlight reel.
Exactly. And part of the human experience is being flawed, and that's what makes it beautiful, especially during the holidays. So we choose to bless this mess and keep it real, because over here we are genuine. Merry Christmas from me, Jen T.
Loving husband, me, Max.
And little baby Leo Ansel here.
Allie lowers her phone.
Okay, you can delete that now.
What was that?
That was Jen T, and apparently she is a social media babble generator.
Oh. And our son is now Leo?
Excuse me, Leo Ansel.
Hey, Leo. Leo was inspired by her star charts.
Yeah, Ansel's his favorite photographer.
Oh, us too.
Sweetie. Okay, that was relatively painless. I'm gonna go.
All right, and posted. At Genuinely Gen T, at Who Got Home, at Genuine Decor, hashtag Xmas.
Very silly. Luckily, no one will see it. Bye, hubby.
Later, wife-o.
Bye, mama.
Bye. Love you guys.
An aerial view of skyscrapers at night. In a bright modern office, seasonal posters feature the word hygge. Zoe sits at her laptop as Charlie approaches.
How's the campaign going?
I finally let the social team go home, but submissions keep pouring in.
Oh, anything stand out?
A few so far, but mainly people waxing about their perfect families. But an interesting one just got posted, a decorator in Oregon.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
So are you finishing up?
No, I'm going to be late. I have to pick the last few finalists.
Then I guess I'll see you at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Charlie steps away, then returns and kisses Zoe on the cheek.
Mm.
Charlie walks away as Zoe works at her laptop. He turns back and looks towards her, then walks away. Zoe watches him go. Now aerial views show homes dusted with snow. In a simple bedroom, Jen lies asleep in a queen bed by an alarm clock. She lifts her head, squints her eyes, and reaches for the clock. She struggles to get up on one elbow and then reaches for her phone. A prompt reads, Allie, 20 missed calls. Another reads, Ali, 10 messages. Call me. Wake up. 911. Need you. Jen? You have to call me. Jen, T did it. Jen sits up and stares at her phone. Now at the store.
You're one of the 20 finalists!
No, Jen T is one of the 20 finalists. May I remind you that we got there by making a fake video about being real, which is getting really confusing.
Okay, but what is fake and real? Really?
Oh,
you want to know what's really real? The followers of our store's page quadrupled overnight, and we made $2,000 in sales while we were sleeping.
Really?
Yeah. Jen, Huga at Home has an incredible reach. This could be a game changer. And all we have to do is make one more video. And the prompt is Huga host. So they just want to know about you, your background.
No, I can't make another fake video. It's not right. I can't do it. Nope.
Nope. Okay. Well, what if we make it to the final 10? Okay, we need this. Without a big push, this business doesn't last another year. And, like, not to lay on the guilt even thicker, but I left a really secure corporate job to help you build your brand.
Is this you not laying on the guilt because you're doing it wrong?
Listen. We make one more video, you know? Get a few more followers, make a little bit of a buzz. That's it. And then in a week from now, this is just a really, really funny story. What do you say?
Jen forces a smile.
Hashtag Xmas.
Now a middle-aged white man carries luggage as a white woman checks her phone.
Come on, honey, we have to hurry or we're going to miss the flight.
A video.
I'm a wife, a mother, a decorator, but I am not afraid to admit that I'm a complete mess. Now, I'm very lucky. I married the man of my dreams.
Jen had a baby.
A little baby.
How? I just saw her last year.
Maybe they adopted.
Adopted a baby that looks just like Reed? The cousins could be twins. Oh, and she married Max. Not that I didn't see that coming, but we didn't get an invitation to the wedding.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but, you know, you didn't invite her to our wedding.
Because we eloped. And Jen made it very clear after the last two that she didn't want to attend another one.
Liz, honey, try to calm down.
Liz glares at him.
Or do your thing. I'm just sure that there's a reasonable explanation.
Oh, there is
here.
A reasonable explanation. Jen just doesn't like me.
Oh, honey, no. She doesn't not like you. She's just taking some space.
Enough space to get married and have a baby without telling me? How much space is that, Pete? Outer space?
No, honey, you're right. I just think that you should respect her wishes.
Oh, you're right. I will. I will respect her and show her just how valuable I am to her life.
That's not quite what I had in mind.
No, but I will. Because I am her mother, and Leo is my grandson. Pete, unpack the swimsuits and find our boots and mittens, because we're going to spend Christmas with my family.
She rushes off as Pete looks around.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And
Ali shoots a video.
Action.
Hey, everyone. It's Jen. And that was awful. I'm Jen. And hang on. Okay. Baby, husband, white picket fence. We have a white picket fence?
We could. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Jen T.
And I'm Max, her hubby / photographer.
It's his job to make me look good.
Not our job, honey.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for putting us in the top 20. We're so honored. And again, a reminder, please take our videos with a grain of salt, okay?
Nothing is as it seems on social media or in real life. This little guy was crying 10 minutes ago, and look what a little angel you are right now. Thank you.
So let's not compare ourselves to others, because comparison is the thief of joy.
Well said.
Oh, thank you.
Here, come here, big guy.
Go to daddy.
Here, come here.
I just want to eat you. All right, let me show you around. This is me and my sister Allie's store, and it is the light of my life, my dream come true. I live to make things beautiful, and it's what I've always wanted to do. I went to art school, I studied interior design, and actually worked out of a a pretty big design firm in Miami where I was mostly pairing leopard print throw cushions with Grecian columns.
It hurt her soul.
Not a high point. So a few years later, I moved home to Astoria and teamed up with my powerhouse business savant sister, Allie. That's me. And you know what, folks? It's not easy. Allie and I, we fail, we flail, we fight, we stress constantly, but we get to do it together. And we love each other so much. And that, my friends, is what I would call genuine.
She smiles and winks. Allie stops shooting.
Jenty. Thank you. Yeah, she's kind of like me, just more bubbles, less self-awareness. Yeah,
exactly.
She's great.
Now shoppers walk towards a red barn. Inside, tables feature Christmas merchandise. Jen stands behind a genuine display table as Max takes photographs. Jen aims her phone at him.
Photo. I see you.
Max got away with that. Really impressive.
Max checks Hubgram.
Wow, this contest has a lot of spillover.
What do you mean?
Since you tagged me in that first video, my followers have doubled.
Awesome.
Oh, I got a DM inquiry this morning for a house and home shoot.
Oh, I love that. You're gonna do it, right?
That'd be amazing for my career. Mm-hmm. It's in Portland, though. I'm there a lot. Maybe I have to move back someday.
Well, you've got a wife and a kid now. You gotta make a decision.
A red-haired woman.
Wait, you're that couple, aren't you? I just saw your video for that Who Got Home contest.
Yeah, that's us. Hi.
Oh, you two are the cutest. Just like Zoe and Charlie, a true inspiration.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
It seems like you have it all.
Oh, well, no, our whole thing is that no one is at all.
Oh, seems like you do, though.
Jen and Max watch her walk away.
Okay, we gotta stop. This is wrong.
Allie.
Jen! Excuse me, sorry. Jen, check your phone! Whoa!
Jen accepts a live feed from Charlie and Zoe.
And here she is, Jen Taylor from Genuine Decor. You are one of our top 10 finalists.
Congratulations.
Hi.
We'll send out the theme for the next post.
And then we'll select 3 finalists for the last round.
I can't believe it.
And we just want to say how much we're enjoying your videos. Keep up the hard work.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
In their studio.
Can we cut the live? Thank you so much.
Do you want to get lunch?
No, I'm going to answer emails. I'll see you at home.
Thank you.
Back at the Christmas fair, shoppers crowd around the genuine table. Allie and Max stand beside Jen.
I'm not making any more videos.
Jen, you have 50,000 followers now.
And I just came from the store. Sales have doubled. This is the dream, Jen.
Yeah, but it's a lie.
The husband and the baby are debatable. But the rest is true. And okay, so imagine this. One day you get married, you have a kid.
I won't.
But if you change your mind.
That's a large if.
Okay, well, let's just imagine that you do. And this becomes less of a fib and more of an exercise in manifestation. Mm-hmm. Say yes.
Come on, Jen, you come this far. 60,000 followers now.
Yeah, why do I feel like this is gonna spiral out of control to my detriment?
Because you feel that way about everything?
A certain amount of existential dread is healthy.
Okay, true, but this is good. It's good for us. We're not hurting anybody. All we're doing is driving people's attention to us. They're buying our products on their own.
All right, but I can't help wondering how it's gonna get worse.
Guess who's home for Christmas?
Behind them, Pete and Liz.
You got married and had a baby without telling me? Hey, Max.
Hi, Liz.
Outside the barn.
Let's just take this outside. You could have sent an email. You could have called, written.
Okay, Mom, look. Jen isn't married. She doesn't have a baby. It was all just sort of a joke gone awry.
Deeply, deeply awry.
We made a joke video to enter a contest and didn't expect anything to come of it, but now we're top 10 finalists.
So, you're thinking this is all sort of like theater?
Yes, exactly. Theater.
Oh, see, you are more like me. Don't forget that I was in theater.
In high school.
Well, once a thespian, always a thespian.
Yeah, okay, we know. Oh, they just sent the other prompt in. Hookah holiday traditions.
Oh, we could do a video of a holiday activity.
Oh, we could bake gingerbread houses or make wreaths.
Oh, we?
Yes, why not we? This is an opportunity for us all to spend Christmas holidays together.
Can we stop pretending that you don't just want your 15 minutes?
No, I just want my 15 minutes with you. Just one Christmas activity. That's all I ask, and I'll give you your space.
All right, 10 a.m. back here. We're making wreaths.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Inside the Christmas Fair Barn, Max shoots a video at the Genuine table.
And action.
Hi, all. It's Jen T again.
With a genuinely special guest. Me, Jen's mom, Liz Taylor. Oh, no, not that Liz Taylor. Although I have had almost as many husbands.
Anyway, today, my mom and I are making wreaths. They're DIY. They are breathtaking, but they're also simple.
And have a lot of sentimental value, because Jen used to love making wreaths with her father.
She holds up a wreath.
Isn't that just perfect?
Anyway, folks, today is going to be a short video, but just to say, if you have struggled with making wreaths in the past, please know you are not alone. Wreaths, like life, holidays, and family, can be tricky, difficult, even, and never quite turn out exactly like you thought they would.
And yet, they're always just beautiful, exactly as they are.
And cut.
Jen puts down her wreath. Liz looks at her.
Wasn't that a great way to button the scene?
Okay. Hey, Mom. Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go find baby Reed?
I do. Is he saying Mama yet?
No.
Allie takes Liz away as Max walks up to Jen.
Hey, thank you again.
Yeah, sure.
How did the free meal look?
I think it looked good. You look great. As always.
Thank you. Can I help you ladies with anything? Thank you.
Back at Jen's apartment, Max pours a glass of orange juice. He adds cranberries as Jen appears.
Cranberry pie?
Oh, we each get our own pizza.
Yeah, I spent the day with Mom.
I'm surprised we don't have three then.
Yeah.
Here, try this. Let me take this.
He takes the two pizza boxes.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Jen sips the orange drink.
It's really good. What's wrong?
Yeah, I've said it before. I think fighting with your mom's a waste of time.
It's not fighting, though. At this point, it's self-preservation. She meddles in my life. She makes a mess. I have to clean it up. It's always about her, you know. Like, there's not really room for me there. I mean, even when Dad died, we weren't even allowed to grieve. It was just her grief that mattered. And
that's how some people mourn.
I know. But then she remarried three times and moved Allie and I three times. And we were little children, and we needed our mom. And she was chasing love when she could have just been loving us.
I get it. I just know that when my mom passed, my grievances didn't feel so important anymore. I wish I would have just loved and appreciated her for who she was.
You know you were really good to her, right?
Max smiles.
Hey.
Oh.
Jen checks her phone.
Oh, Allie must have made another post. Oh, I tagged you in another one.
Yeah, it's been helpful. Actually, I got a few more messages about job inquiries already, so.
Great. Oh.
What? What is it?
My mom just commented, "Who got home? Come make wreaths with me and Jen." Ugh, you know what? That's taking up way too much mental bandwidth. On digital hiatus until noon.
Well, good luck with that. In the meantime, pizza.
Are you going to eat a whole one? Because I might be eating my feelings this evening and just get ready.
I'm going to eat both of those, no?
At Huga headquarters, Zoe works at her laptop. A post from Liz reads, "Come make wreaths with me and Jen." Charlie appears.
I'm heading home. Think maybe you could finish early tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make us pasta carbonara.
I have a ton left to do. But I just had a wild idea. We're going to be working with whoever wins for an entire year. What if we visited them?
Visited?
Yeah. The point of this campaign is to engage our community and have us step out of our ivory tower.
Mm-hmm.
We could spend a little of their holidays with them and get a real sense of who they are.
That's a lot of planning that would have to happen immediately.
Yeah, you're right. And we probably couldn't get all the staff to travel. It would be...
So no work, no staff, no late nights or meetings? Just be you and me?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Charlie moves closer to her.
Let's do it.
Zoe turns and smiles at him.
Let's do it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jen walks down a snow-lined street with two takeout coffees. She enters the store.
Where have you been? I tried calling you a million times.
Digital sabbatical till noon?
A coffee.
What's so important?
Thank you. Oh, only just this?
On her phone.
Hello, everyone. We're excited to announce our final three decorators.
And even more excited to announce that we'll be spending a portion of the holidays with each one.
We'll be celebrating happy holidays with at Dwell by Dell, Hanukkah with at House by Hadassah,
and Christmas with at Genuine Decor.
You. It's you.
Until next time.
It's Zoe and Charlie.
Back to Jen.
No. They can't just show up here, right? They've got to ask permission. They can't just come here.
Allie looks away.
Oh, you gave them permission, didn't you?
You didn't answer your phone.
Allie, it's only for 4 days.
But they are arriving in 4 days.
You're joking. You're joking.
Aunt, just so you can get all the rage out beforehand.
You're not joking.
So they told me that the idea came from a comment Mom left on your post.
Come make wreaths with me and Jen.
That's all.
Okay. Is there anything else you haven't told me about this absolute hot garbage fire that you've dropped us in? Could you just please lay it on me right now and tell me now?
Okay, so it's so funny that you asked that because, so when they called me and they asked about where they could stay, I said that we would be delighted to host them, of course.
Jen stares at her with raging eyes and bared teeth. She pants for air. Allie rubs her arm. Jen glares at her.
I won't touch you.
Jen looks away and takes deep breaths. Allie, Max, and Jen.
All right, so Zoe and Charlie are staying with you and me and little baby Leo Ansel for 4 days.
And how are we pulling this off?
Excellent question.
I'm sorry, we'll figure it out. I know, this throws a little wrench in things.
It's not a wrench, it's a wrecking ball, because I live in a very small, one human habitat apartment, and I like it that way.
And my bathroom doubles as a dark room. A little awkward.
Well, we're gonna have to use your joint.
Ugh, I'd love to, but, Brad's family is staying for the holidays.
I'm so sorry. Where are we going to find a picture-perfect house to do the...
Later, Jen and Allie arrive on Liz's doorstep.
Well, well, well. You need something from me. You have full access to this home that we've rented for the holidays, as long as I can be involved in everything.
Not manipulative at all.
I think it's lovely that you want to participate in this charade.
It's not helping.
But I don't see it as a charade. I see it as a chance for us all to be together for Christmas for the first time in years.
Okay, so in this farce, who do you play?
I'm a shockingly young live-in grandma, acting as the glue to this totally functional, multi-generational family.
Okie dokie.
So, do we have a deal?
Allie turns and looks at Jen. Jen enters the house, glaring at Liz as she walks by. They arrive at a stark white living area with zebra print chairs.
Oh, Mom, no. What happened? Who did you let in here to do that?
Liz steps up beside her, looks at her, then turns away.
Well, you know, it was so last minute coming here, we kind of had to take whatever we could get.
Well, it's got great bones. Mm-hmm. Just zero Christmas decorations.
I mean, least of our concerns, but I can bring some over.
Okay.
I have a couple special things.
Jen looks at her. Liz shrugs.
Complete redesign and decorating for social media level Christmas.
Later, a leather couch is picked up.
Lift and lift. Okay, let's.
Oh, thank you guys. Make sure you give that thing a proper burial. Put it down. Just wait a second.
Jen rolls a carpet as Liz watches.
Great job, everyone.
Jen, I gotta get back to the store to meet Brad's niece. She's covering for you.
Jen turns to Max.
That's our kind of hug space.
She looks at Liz, holding up a stocking that reads, Dad.
Stats.
Liz smiles and offers it to her. Jen takes it from her and looks down at it. Liz smiles and nods. Jen's eyes are wet with tears.
And that's not all.
Liz pulls back tissue paper.
Oh. Tree topper.
Jen holds a carved wooden tree angel.
From the woodworking phase, it lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah, it works in the right light.
I didn't even know you still had these. I thought you got rid of them. I haven't seen them for decades.
Well, of course I still kept them. And now it's time for you and Allie to keep them.
Jen holds the wooden ornament. She looks up at Liz.
Thank you.
Liz smiles and nods. Later with Max, Jen holds a framed photo.
I present to you, freshman year, Halloween.
She puts it on a fireplace mantle.
See that? I raised you. Oh, graduation, and you with bright pink hair.
Oh, no. It was a happy accident, and I made it work.
Kind of weird, huh? Like, I know it's fake and everything, but it all feels kind of real in a way.
Yeah.
Jen looks around the newly decorated room. She looks at Max.
If we're going to convince anyone we're actually married, we need rings.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I can borrow my dad's, but with you...
Jen gives him her hand. He takes a ring off her middle finger.
Switcheroo.
He places it on her ring finger. Jen looks up at him. Max smiles. Jen turns as Allie arrives with Brad and Pete carrying a fresh-wrapped Christmas tree.
Pete's our hero. Cut down a tree.
Oh.
Might have thrown his back.
I did not throw out my back.
Liz stares at him.
Help me.
Liz puts down her glass of red wine. Later, a fire roars in the fireplace as Max decorates the tree with Jen and Allie. Pete sits on a white couch with Brad and the baby while Liz fixes drinks in the kitchen area. She carries the drinks and pauses to admire the tree. Brad with the baby.
Can you say dada? Say dada. Say dada. Dada.
Honey?
Dada.
I birthed that baby for 14 hours. You better pray night and day. His first word is mama.
Say mama.
Holy. Jen.
What?
Allie checks her phone.
We just reached 100,000 followers.
Oh. Wow. Great. You ever read the comments on those things? Like, you get 10 good ones and then the one bad one. And that's the one you remember.
Forget all of it. Eyes on the prize.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. I think the tree is done.
What do you want to put up top?
Oh, I brought a couple options.
A gold wire, star, and angel.
Quite sure what your vibe would be.
Mom gave me something.
Okay.
Jen goes to a box and takes out the wooden angel.
You remember?
Allie smiles as she touches the angel.
Dad.
Liz smiles.
Yeah.
You want me to put it up for you?
Yes, please.
A tearful Jen hands it to Max. He reaches up and places the angel at the top of the tree.
And...
Jen turns to Allie.
I love you.
They hug as Liz comes rushing over.
And I love you both.
They share a group hug. Baby Reed turns and smiles at Brad. Outside at night, Jen and Max stand at a holiday hot chocolate booth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
They walk with their drinks.
Thanks.
Mm.
Thanks for coming for a walk. I really needed to get out of there.
Yeah, of course.
Are you ready? Tomorrow, when madness begins, can you pretend to be in love with me?
Yeah, I
could probably manage.
Jen stares straight ahead as they walk.
Hey, what's wrong?
Jen looks at him. Jen stops at a railing covered with artificial snow and lights.
I'm scared. The more I think about being Jen T, the more I know people are going to love her. And I'm the exact opposite of her.
No, Jen, come on.
What makes you so sure you're unlovable?
Jen looks at him. She stares off.
Come on. I'll walk you back home.
Max walks down a lane lined with Christmas lights. Jen turns and follows him. Now, day. On a snowy road lined with evergreens, a white vintage vehicle appears with Zoe and Charlie in the back seat.
I thought we agreed that this trip would be just for us.
I just brought one videographer to get behind-the-scenes footage.
Charlie looks out his side window. Meanwhile, at the rented house with Jen and the group.
Wrap, you see? Don't you do it straight up the mantle. Cookies, table, eggnog, picture. Oh!
Jen looks out a window at the vehicle parking in the driveway.
They're here. Places, everyone. I'll get the baby.
Outside with Charlie.
Zoe, you think we should talk a minute? Before we go in there.
Let's just keep it together through this final visit, and then we'll deal with everything when we get back.
So more sweeping it under the rug?
No, just try to enjoy. Just smile and try to enjoy.
Okay.
Allie holds the baby as the family steps out onto the front porch.
Out the front door. Unbelievably.
She watches as Zoe and Charlie approach the house. Jen appears.
All right, Mom, just here.
She positions Liz and Pete side by side and then takes the baby.
Wave and smile, everyone. Everybody smile and try to enjoy yourselves. Welcome.
On the front porch with Jen.
Of course, you know my husband, Max.
Howdy. Hi.
And this is baby Leo Ansel.
Zoe smiles and waves.
And this is my sister, Allie, and her husband, Brad.
Huge fan.
And you may recognize my mom, Liz, from
of
our
course.
Videos.
We're honored to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm the butler.
Oh.
Or am I?
He's not. He's my mom's husband.
Oh.
But please, come inside. Right? Come on.
They step inside the white, high-ceilinged home.
Your house is absolutely perfect.
We could shoot every room as is.
Actually, just finished redecorating.
I'm really drawn to the mantelpiece. Oh, look.
The dad's stocking.
This piece really stands out. Oh, is it yours, Max?
Oh, that was my dad's. Oh, Reed, what's wrong?
Reed?
Yeah, it's our nickname for him. My father's name was Reed. That's his stocking you're looking at. It's okay.
Why didn't you just name the baby Reed?
It's one of his middle names. Leo Ansel Hudson Reed.
Faison Taylor.
Taylor Faison, but you know. Oh, sweetie.
Oh, buddy.
What's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
I think maybe he's tired.
Probably. It's been a long day.
Oh, well, Brad and I should be going soon.
Okay, I'm gonna get Ansel to bed.
Oh, we would love to see the nursery.
You know, we don't actually have a quintessential nursery, so to speak. We kind of try to let him stay in a decorative neutral place. Thank you. it's better for his cognitive baby. Brain.
Oh, science. Okay.
Yeah, right. Make yourselves comfortable. I will be right back. Let's go.
Jen walks away. She cranks open a window where Allie and Brad are standing outside.
Oh, you think this is funny?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Come here, Bubba.
All right.
Hi, baby.
Jen hands the baby to Allie.
Okay, just to note where we officially crossed the line is where we passed your baby through this window. Yeah, I don't love my parents. Not right now either. But hey, me is back because we all love that now.
That's cool.
They walk away with the baby as Jen cranks the window closed. Later with Charlie and Zoe.
I'm obsessed with this decor.
Liz, I cannot stop eating these cookies you baked.
You baked?
Oh, you haven't baked it.
Oh, since earlier this afternoon.
So, Max, how did you meet?
We met in college, in art school.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember thinking she was both the most normal and the most extraordinary person I'd ever met. If that makes sense.
Charlie looks at Zoe.
Yeah. Makes sense.
We dated briefly in our senior year.
So briefly. 6 months is an eternity when you're 22.
Right. We just decided we'd be better off as friends.
Max looks at her.
So, when did you get back together?
We lost touch for a few years, and then Max's parents moved from Portland back to here, where I grew up.
And then when my mom got sick, I came home to help, and Jen and I reconnected.
Rest is history.
It's a sweet story, and I'd love to see wedding photos.
Liz.
Oh, me too.
We'll just... You know what? We'll dig those up for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember where those are?
I couldn't put my hand on them right now, but I can look for them. In the meantime, you should have some more of my mom's delicious cookies that she baked all by herself. Cookies.
She walks past Liz.
Cookies.
Jen returns with a plate of cookies for Charlie and Zoe.
Thank you so much. We wanted to briefly reiterate why we're here. Of course we want to get to know you.
But we're also looking for some cross-branding posts between us centered around the Hygge holidays.
And we're hoping for more than just crafting and baking.
We want food, fun, philanthropy, family.
We believe a Hygge ambassador should be able to do it all. Like, for example, at House by Hadassah, through a lock-making party, then a trade-off, then a 4-generation family reunion that raised money for a local preschool.
Wow!
talk about sleeping on the job. Well, we are so excited about the events that we have planned for you. We should probably call it a night. Baby wakes up early.
Let's go to our room.
Yes, where we both sleep as husbands and wives do. Let us show you to your room.
Max hurries into a bedroom with Jen.
Ooh, I'm the most awkward creature on the planet.
Jen climbs on the bed.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I can't believe you got roped into this. I can't believe I got roped into this.
Oh. Max sits on the other side of the bed.
Is it weird that I'm kind of enjoying it?
Yep.
Thought so.
This is exhausting.
They lie back together.
It's kind of fun though, right?
There's something about it that's liberating. I don't have to worry what my life is going to be anymore because it kind of just suddenly is.
I think it's more for me, though. There are times where I actually forget this is fake. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a version of my life that I could actually have someday.
You still want all that, don't you? Find the one, get married, have babies.
Yeah, I do.
That's nice. You make a great dad.
You're telling me that somewhere deep down there, you don't want the same thing?
I don't know how. It's not really in my blueprint, you know? And we lost Dad. I watched my mom's heart shatter. And she went chasing after love so hard, trying to put it back together, that she kind of lost herself, you know? It was hard to watch. It made being her daughter difficult and messy and sometimes just ugly. The thought of inflicting that on another human being is terrifying to me, so I'm all set.
Yeah, but that messy stuff, that's what makes life worth living sometimes. Life is not a highlights reel. That's my best impression of you.
Yeah, don't say. Yeah, it just would have been nice if it wasn't a total blooper reel. It wasn't even funny.
Either way, about our Christmas presents this year.
We talked about it. We're not doing that.
I know. We talked about it. No, but I found the perfect idea for you. It's not quite done yet, but trust me, when you see it, I think you're finally gonna.
He looks at Jen, her eyes closed, asleep. They lie together on the bed in their clothes. Morning at the rental house. Jen lies on her side in bed. She opens her eyes and crinkles her face. She looks at the pink and blue blouse she's wearing. She looks to the other side of the bed, where Max is sleeping fully clothed. She sits up and watches him sleep, then reaches out and taps his shoulder. He lurches up.
I'm not sleeping. I'm awake.
Good morning. Oh. Wow, this is so much fun. Okay, Allie's gonna be here soon. Come on.
Right. Allie, let's go. Oh. Morning, hon.
They climb out either side of the bed. Allie appears outside with the baby. Inside, Jen approaches with a cup of coffee and opens the door.
Get in here. Coast is clear. They're still asleep, I think.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, did you get any?
No. But Reed was up all night saying something that vaguely resembled Ma, so I think he's working his way to Mama.
Potential victory.
Good job.
Max appears.
Hey, Allie. Morning.
Hi.
Allie stares at him.
Hey, I'm gonna get changed.
Thanks. Hi, Max.
Max goes out the patio doors.
How'd it go last night?
Complicated, but not the kind of complicated you're thinking. The kind of complicated where I have to host three events that I didn't say that I would, but I am anyway for some reason.
Sorry. But also don't worry about it because I have everything taken care of. Today we're throwing a gingerbread house making party at Chex Bakery.
I can't. This is getting untenable. I've hardly been in the store at all this week.
This is the best thing for the store and your career.
I gotta get ready. Thank you for bringing him over.
Of course.
Now Liz arrives home with Zoe and Charlie.
Where have you guys been?
Well, the CNC were up early, so I just gave them a tour of the property. Oh, and we just did a little TikTok at the fire pit.
Oh. This place is the definition of hygge.
Oh, thank you. What actually does hygge mean?
Well, it's a Danish word that doesn't have an exact English translation, but cozy comes close.
It's kind of a state of mind. You take the everyday and the mundane and you make it beautiful and joyful.
Well, that is Jen's forte.
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom's fantastic.
Oh, she was telling us all about her time on Broadway.
When I was the ingenue at Les Mis.
When bells ring out at night.
Zoe, Charlie, let's whip up some breakfast so we can go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread video.
And we're rolling in action.
Charlie and Zoe.
We laid back, refreshing.
Warm but cozy minimalism. Not bad.
The videographer.
That felt good, guys. Nice work.
Allie to Brad.
Hey, I'll be right back in a minute, okay?
She grabs Jen's phone.
Obsessively ruminating over the comments on your posts, I see.
I know, I've just never been called a decorator of anyone's generation. Or genuinely inspiring.
It's gotta feel pretty nice.
There are some mean ones. And there's this one troll who keeps calling me genuinely blonde. Not really sure how to take that.
Yeah, but Jen, we have 120,000 followers now. If we keep having sales like we have these past few days, we can keep going straight on till summer. Yeah. So who cares what a few strangers on the internet say?
Oh, you know, I don't care. You seen the memes, though? They're kind of rough.
I'm keeping this.
Jack and Max.
This is amazing.
You like that?
Oh, open hands now.
Thank you.
Jack, this is gorgeous.
A gingerbread house.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud.
Wow. You should be.
Zoe.
Oh, look at this. This is exactly what we're looking for. Someone who can make it all look effortless and stunning.
Thank you so much.
It's genteel. Yes.
Honey, can I have a minute?
Yeah.
Just a second. Sorry.
Oh, Chris. Okay, we're going to get in.
Max walks across the room with Jen.
Yeah, that was supposed to be an opportunity to showcase my dad.
I know, it's like Jen T just kind of jumped out.
Hey, Jen, you are Jen T.
Allie rushes over.
Zoe and Charlie are ready for the next video.
Okay, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to tag him in the next post.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, Max videos Jen.
For some reason, we all think that our gingerbread house is supposed to look like that, when in reality, they look like that one. And the reason for this is because this gingerbread house was made by the baker at Koben Cafe. That is at K-O-O-B-E-N Cafe. Please follow him. He is a genius and Max's wonderful father. The house I made.
A small gingerbread house.
That guy right there. And I'm good with it. Honestly, I don't think it really matters what your house looks like. Maybe what matters more is how you felt making it.
Max lowers his camera. Charlie stands near Zoe.
Jen, that was a slightly different tone for you.
Well, we contain multitudes, and I think it's really important that our followers see that.
Either way, we already posted a few stories, and our followers love it, so thank you.
Great.
And we're looking forward to the dance next.
Dance?
The Christmas dance we're throwing for the whole town.
Whole town.
And it was your idea to have all the ticket sales go to local charities.
How altruistic of me.
I have to say, I'm impressed. This sounds like a massive undertaking. Oh, let's get Alex to show
you. Here now, please.
Jen takes Allie aside.
What are they talking about?
It seemed like a really brilliant idea at 3 a.m. when I couldn't get Reed back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Like...
How are you going to pull this off?
I don't know.
Do you remember how you said that you were getting the feeling that this all might just spiral out of control?
Yeah.
I was starting to feel it too.
Oh, this is spectacular.
Go get him.
Allie walks away, leaving Jen standing alone.
Max!
She walks over to him.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. No, I can't
thank
believe
you
I
so
did
much.
That.
Liz.
Oh, look! Jen and Max are under the mistletoe.
The hygge photographer aims her laptop camera as Max and Jen look up at the mistletoe. They look at each other. Jen swallows. Max steps up to her. Jen stares as he draws her close, and then they kiss. Max holds her in his arms as they look into each other's eyes. Evening at the rental house. In the master bedroom, Jen stands before a roaring fireplace. She looks at Max sitting on the edge of the bed. She walks over and sits beside him.
We kissed.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was fine. It was good.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all. Maybe it opens up a conversation we should have, though.
Sure. What exactly would that conversation look like?
I think...
No, it's fine. We kissed before.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah, it was good then. It was good now. It wasn't a real kiss, though. It was a social media kiss, right? It was Jen T and hubby Max, and so many people watching that.
Maybe we should kiss more?
Would you like to?
They both stand up and face each other.
More than anything.
We could get more followers and likes.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I gotta wash my hair for tomorrow and get ready. It takes a while to... Good night.
Thanks, bye.
Jen rushes into the bathroom. Max leaves the room. Now Allie, Max, Liz, and Pete stand at the open door of a barn with Jen.
It's a barn.
It's a cute barn.
It's an empty and undecorated barn, which has to become the epitome of holiday magic by tomorrow.
Well, luckily, this is exactly what you excel at. Taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary.
What if I can't do it this time?
Oh, you can. You will. You always do. And we'll help.
Liz marches into the barn. Allie turns to Jen.
Mason jars everywhere.
Absolutely not.
The others follow them into the barn. Later in the barn, Jen checks her phone. She reads a notification from Hubgram and goes over to Max.
I just cracked 400,000 followers.
Wow. Congratulations.
I've got a bunch of job offers for decorating, too.
You have 50,000 followers. Why did you not tell me? That's amazing.
Yeah, and a big agency just reached out about representing me. But...
Liz listens nearby.
They want me to move to Portland.
Oh, obviously you can't go.
Well, why not? What's keeping me here?
Oh, just your friends, your family, your roots, me.
In what capacity, Jen?
Jen stares at him. Liz approaches with a box of Christmas lights.
I found the box of lights, but they're all tangled.
I will help you with making them not tangled.
Max watches her walk away. She goes over to Liz. They untangle the strings of lights.
Looks like you needed saving. But I am not going to meddle. I am not going to say a thing. I'm respecting your space.
Say it before you explode.
What's going on with you two?
It's different. It's the contest and everything around it, and the incident with the mistletoe really didn't help. It's kind of perfect before then.
Liz looks at her.
What? You know, honey, the issues that you and I have aren't so different from you and Max. You want me close, but you push me away. I know you love me, but you just don't fully show it.
Jen looks at her.
I'll finish these myself.
Liz picks up the box of lights and walks away. Jen checks her phone. She looks away and puts it down. She looks lost as she leans against a table. Pete walks by.
Is she okay?
Occasionally the atmosphere on planet Liz is somewhat charged.
Jen, I don't know you so well, but I think that you and your mom might be more alike than you're willing to admit. And for all her antics, she is a good woman. She defends us fiercely. She wears her heart in her sleeve. She keeps things interesting.
You should have been there from a childhood.
Look, all she really wants is to be loved. So cut her some slack.
He smiles at her and walks away. Jen stands alone with her arms crossed. Now outside with the videographer, Charlie and Zoe.
Okay, that was great. Let's do one more.
What if we did this one off camera?
did it just to do it together, the way we used to. We need that. And maybe we can give Alex the time off.
Sure. Let's do that.
Back at the rental house, Max enters the living area and sees Jen sitting near the fireplace.
Hey.
Hey. Where is everyone?
Out. Bummer, right? So you can sneak off if you want.
Nah, I'm just hang on, stay for a little bit.
All right, well, our fake baby is sleeping, and the influencers are ice skating with your in-laws, so.
Okay, so quiet date night in for Mr. and Mrs. Faison Taylor.
Taylor Faison.
I heard Faison Taylor. Ooh. It's actually a really good opportunity for me to give you.
He looks under the silver Christmas tree and finds a red gift bag.
We said no gifts.
No, you said no gifts. I think this is something that you could use. Here, have a seat.
They sit on the floor facing each other by the Christmas tree. Max holds out the red gift bag and smiles.
Thank you.
She takes the bag and looks inside.
Oh, no.
A red photo album.
Oh, yeah.
A photo of her on the cover.
No. Why?
You always say you hate seeing yourself in photos.
Yeah.
I thought maybe this would change your mind. Hope you see yourself the way I see you.
Jen looks up at him. She looks down at the photo album and then takes his hand.
Thank you. It's lovely.
She looks down at the book. Max watches her. She pulls her hand away. Max takes a deep breath. He gazes up and then looks at her.
Jen, what are we doing?
Trying to win a contest.
What if we forget about the contest and make this real? Give ourselves another shot.
You're my best friend. I love you. It broke before because we didn't want the same things. It wouldn't have been fair. I'm not sure that's changed.
You're not sure? Maybe you're just afraid.
They look to the sound of the door opening. Outside, Genuine Decor decorated with Christmas wreaths and pine boughs. A man and woman walk out of the store.
Thank you so much.
Merry Inside with Jen and Ali.
You guys would be such a great couple. I mean, you pretty much are already, and you guys would have the cutest
kids. But I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want the picket fence or the family.
Could you run cash for just a second, please?
A female employee approaches.
Thank you.
Ali takes Jen aside.
And you're still so sure about that?
Apparently not, and that's a problem, because I just spent the last 3 days in my pretend perfect house, with my pretend perfect baby, with my pretend perfect husband, and suddenly I would very much like for it to be real.
And it could be. Oh, Jen.
So are you here to work, or?
I would like to be here to work. But since we posted about the party online, the buzz has kind of gotten out of control, so I have to go work on that.
Already apologize for that.
Jen smiles and dashes away.
Look.
The rental house with Pete and Liz.
Do we have enough?
I have no idea. I think so. Why not? We can get more. Listen, millions of people make dinner every day. How hard can it be?
Jen walks into the kitchen.
What's happening here?
Groceries. For a Christmas Eve dinner.
You're cooking. Mom, you don't cook. You've never cooked.
Pete forces a smile.
Okay, I'm sure it's gonna be lovely. If you need help, just scream. I've gotta go talk to the caterers. Have you seen Max?
Oh, I'm not your husband's keeper.
Jen stares at her. She turns and walks away. Pete picks up two garlic bulbs.
What are these?
Jen returns. She puts a fire extinguisher on the counter. Liz and Pete look at it as Jen walks away. Pete looks at Liz and laughs. Evening, men and women walk towards the barn, decorated with Christmas lights. Inside, Jen stands at the bar in a black dress. She holds a drink as she greets two partiers.
Hey! Cheers. Cheers.
Nearby, Allie.
Oh, hey, will you take him?
She hands the baby to Brad.
Hey, buddy. Hey, hey, hey.
To Jen.
So,
I crunched the numbers. It turns out we raised $27,000 for charity. Can you believe it?
No, oh my goodness. Wow.
Look at us. Total self-actualization of the Taylor sisters.
I gotta tell you, despite my doubt and, you know, baseline rage, I'm just so grateful to you. I couldn't have done this without you.
And it all worked out. Look, Zoe and Charlie are leaving tomorrow, and then we're in the clear.
Yeah, then we just gotta figure out what to do with my online persona moving forward forever.
Problem for future us.
Okay.
Now, Zoe.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Charlie appears.
Oh, good, you're here. Want to do a story?
Or we can dance.
Okay, let me just find Alec.
Oh, they can set this one up.
He leads her onto the dance floor with other couples. Charlie takes her in his arms and they slow dance. Nearby, Jen stands at a wooden food counter with Liz.
You did good, hon.
Thank you.
Oh, and exciting news. Zoe and Charlie can stay for Christmas Eve dinner.
Jen turns and stares at her.
You invited them. Well, I floated the idea. I thought they could do a big story about it.
That's why you're cooking.
Liz looks at her and shakes her head.
It is about you. I don't know why I thought it could be about anything else. Honestly, it's really classic you, Mom.
What's that supposed to mean? Now I have to keep the charade up even longer.
Mom, do you realize you just do whatever you want all the time? You never consider how it might affect somebody else, how it might affect me, ever. It is all about you, and I gotta ask. You ever thought about just for once just being my mom first, ever?
Well, I tried, Jen, for years, but you won't let me.
Because you taught me to do without it. We don't need it now. I really could have used it back then when I was a kid, though.
I don't know what to say, Jen. I made mistakes. I wish I would have done some things differently. And I really, really hoped that we could heal. But I think it's not really about me. It's just that you don't like who you are.
Jen looks at her and a slight smile appears on her face. She looks down as tears fill her eyes. She looks up at Liz.
Nice.
Jen walks away, leaving Liz alone at the counter. Back to Charlie and Zoe, slow dancing near Alex.
Just having to shoot a little B-roll of us dancing.
Seriously? Zoe, can we have a single moment just for us?
Yes, but we have public personas.
And we also have a marriage that's failing because we'd rather perform the role of happy couple than actually try to live it.
So what, Charlie? What do you think? That a few good moments lately are going to repair the last few years?
No, I don't think that, but maybe I hoped it.
He walks past Zoe and away.
Charlie.
She follows him.
Charlie.
She catches up to him as Jen appears.
You guys okay? Oh, yeah, we're fine.
No, we're not. Jen, you might be working with Zoe and me in the coming year. And if so, you deserve the truth. Zoe and I are separating. We make an announcement in the new year.
He walks away. Jen turns to Zoe.
I'm so sorry. I thought you guys were the perfect couple. There is no perfect couple, Jen. After all, you're the first to say nothing's perfect, right?
Zoe walks away. Jen closes her eyes and stands alone. She sees Max.
Oh, there you are.
Hey.
Where have you been?
Met with the agency in Portland.
And?
They think moving there will be better for my career. Right? But I stayed here for you, Jen. I hope we done. Are we gonna do this together, Jen?
We still don't want the same things.
Allie walks up to them.
Zoe and Charlie want to go back to the house, so they're asking to do the speech for the story. They want us all on stage.
She walks away.
Okay.
happy family.
Jen turns and walks away. Max follows behind. Now Jen on stage with the baby.
Check, check. Can I have your attention? Hey, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Charlie and Zoe watch with Alex.
Merry Christmas, friends. It is so wonderful, genuinely wonderful to be here with you tonight. We are live streaming. What a special occasion. What did you just say, Reedy?
Mom.
Yes, Leo. Mama's right here.
Allie looks at Brad. She walks over to Jen and the baby.
Leo Ansel just seems to be a little confused.
Mom.
No, he's not. We gotta stop. Allie, we gotta stop. We take him.
Allie takes the baby.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Everyone, I gotta tell you something. We've been lying. I've been lying. It's not my baby. Max is not my husband. That is not my house, and that whole perfect mother-daughter relationship thing is absolutely 100% not a thing. I'm not Gen T. I'm not inspirational. I'm not aspirational. I am a bus crash and a train wreck. And everything that you've seen over the last few days, it wasn't me.
Max walks away from Jen.
Oh, no.
Charlie and Zoe.
Jen, what is going on here?
This is like an elaborate stunt.
I can't be her anymore. I'm sorry.
Jen hurries away. Zoe goes to Alex, the videographer.
Did you cut it?
Yes.
Got it.
Meanwhile, Max walks out of the barn. Jen chases after him.
Stop, Jen, just stop.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Because now I realize this is all. Everything was just a lie to you. For me, it wasn't. I know it was fake, but it felt real to me. And that was stupid, though, because you don't even realize what your biggest lie was.
What do you mean?
When Charlie and Zoe asked us why we broke up, it wasn't because we thought we'd be better as friends. It was because you walked away.
Max, we've been hitting 6 months, and it was moving so fast.
And I respected that. I realized something the last few days, or maybe I have known it all along, and I didn't want to risk our friendship after we ended things, but Jen, I have never not loved you.
Max.
Just stop. I can't do this anymore.
Love me?
No. Be your friend. Pretend I don't.
Jen's eyes fill with tears as Max turns and walks away. He goes to his truck and opens the door. He gets inside. Jen watches, breathless. Day. Jen walks down the snow-lined sidewalk toward the shop. She arrives at the front door and steps inside. Allie stands behind the counter. Jen looks around the deserted store.
I think I saw a tumbleweed go by.
Yeah. The angry mob that is social media didn't really love your outburst.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've been staying off it.
Let's just say you don't really want to see what they did with the memes.
Jen looks at her.
I'm so sorry, Jen. It's all my fault. I pushed.
No, I went with it.
They hug.
It's not your fault. Wait. Actually, kind of liked some of it. I liked Jen T. I liked feeling like I had my life together. I liked liking myself.
You do realize you were being you. Just plus confidence, minus self-doubt.
Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't worth exploding my life over, but maybe I needed to
let go of who I thought I was to become who I was always meant to be. Something.
Allie smiles. She takes Jen by the shoulders and faces her towards a full-length mirror.
Now that is a message that would ring out as genuine.
Jen stares in the mirror as Allie turns and walks away. Back in her apartment, Jen makes a video on her phone.
Hey, everyone. It's Jen. Actual Jen. This is my actual apartment. And I'm doing this live because I desperately want to be real with you all.
She sits on her couch.
I know that no one's really very fond of me right now. And I get it. It's okay. I spend the vast majority of my life not being very fond of me, too, so I understand. But it's Christmas, and I think Christmas is a time for goodness.
On the street, a couple watches the video.
Honesty is a huge part of that.
Two women watch the video.
And I owe you an enormous apology.
I pretended to be Jen T. Because I, couldn't love Jen. And because I couldn't love myself. I couldn't let anyone else do it either. Zoe and Charlie, I'm so sorry.
They watch at home.
I know you trusted me. You opened up to me. You believed in me, and
I realize there's no coming back from this. It's a mess. I'm a mess. But actually kind of okay with that, because, you know, bless this mess or whatever.
Anyway,
Allie and Brad watch.
I just wanted to wish everyone a happy holiday, and that we all have a holiday where we know
nothing is perfect, and we don't have to compare ourselves to anybody else, and where we realize it.
Liz and Pete watch.
Our family's pretty much just
doing their best and embrace that, and
most importantly, where we can be exactly who we are. And that be okay. So, I'm sorry. And I say this genuinely. From the bottom of my heart. Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks.
Jen holds the phone in her hands. Later, she walks up to the rental house and stands at a French door. Inside, Liz cooks in the kitchen. She sees it's Jen and walks towards the door.
You want some help cooking dinner?
I don't know. I haven't so much as microwaved a tater tot since 1994.
I need all the help I can get.
She hugs Jen. They step inside the house.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Pete.
So, I saw the video. Pretty powerful stuff. Did you hear from Max?
I'm okay. It's not.
Look, honey, I know that you think that I'm obsessed with love, because I know that it works. I want you to know that, too.
All right, well, I haven't spoken to Max. But I saw he took that job in Portland, so I guess he's moving there, and I'm really happy for him.
Honey, you've got to fight for him. I saw the way he looked at you. It's the same way that your dad used to look at me. And more importantly, it's the same way you look at him.
Just need to give me a second.
Jen rushes over to the couch near the Christmas tree. She rummages under a pillow and a knitted throw and finds the red photo album. She sits on the couch and looks at the cover photograph. She opens the book. In the kitchen area, Liz and Pete prepare dinner. Liz looks over at Jen on the couch. Jen closes the album and hurries over to Liz. They hug.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
I got it. Oh, I'll be back, okay?
Bye, Jen.
Jen waves as she walks towards the door. She runs from the house. Later, she races down the street. She almost runs into Charlie and Zoe.
Oh, you're still in town. Hi.
We were just about to leave when we saw your story and thought we'd come by the story.
Jen, we obviously have to disqualify you from the contest, if only to set precedent.
We were touched by your video because, despite everything, we enjoyed being here. We enjoyed you.
And oddly, it took us being around the fake for us to get real.
They hold hands and smile at each other.
We're gonna keep trying.
But actually put in the work this time. And we'll be in touch about a collaboration. We've got a slot in our spring issue just for you.
But as yet, we only want you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I gotta go. Last minute emergency Christmas gift thing. So you have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Jen runs off. Zoe turns and smiles at Charlie.
It's Jen.
Evening at the rental house. Jen and Liz prepare food in the kitchen with Pete. He puts a hot hors d'oeuvre in his mouth.
We got on the thing.
Liz looks at her watch.
Okay, turkey's almost ready.
So, did you hear from Max? Did he respond?
You continuing to ask me that is not helping my anxiety.
Liz drinks red wine. Mom. Jen opens the oven door. A cloud of smoke rises up. She closes the door.
Salvage him?
Allie appears. Jen wrestles with a pot. A tray of vegetables falls and breaks. Allie leans against a wall as the others freeze.
Any requests for Chinese?
Extra vegetables.
Allie puts plates on the counter. They all stare towards the door. Moments later, Jen steps onto the back patio. She sees Max standing a distance away.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for coming. I would invite you in, but there's a captive audience in the hallway that thinks I don't know they're hiding there.
She holds out a gift bag.
It's for you.
Thought we agreed no gifts.
We did, but it's important.
He reaches into the bag and takes out a green photo album.
I say a present back to me.
Classy like that. Thought it was the best way to say thank you.
Max looks at her.
I was too chicken to look at the one you gave me because I think I knew when I did, I'd see it. The photos you took are beautiful. And I look happy and glowy and like a version of myself I thought I'd lost a really long time ago. And in all of them, I'm looking at you.
Max smiles.
You are my best friend in the whole world. You know me better than anyone, so you probably know I'm terrified right now, but Max, I love you. I have never not loved you, and I always, always love you.
Max steps forward, and they kiss. They look into each other's eyes and smile. He takes out his phone.
What
are you doing?
I just got it. I got it.
Oh.
This is really important.
He takes a selfie of them smiling. The screen fades to black.